Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. We there.
Yeah, man. Like, for real. Because it is the Bears bye week, and I traditionally take some time off when the Bears go on a bye, and I am doing that again after today's show. So here's what's going down while I'm out. Zach is going to host tomorrow's show. Zach's in here a couple times. I'm happy to see that. Ronji will be in the house on Friday. Groats has got you on Monday and Tuesday, and then Zach will be back next Wednesday. I will be back next Thursday after my trip back from the islands of Blue and Stony. And with that, I bring in Danny Parkins, he of the Parkins and Spiegel Show. But today, it's just Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Lawrence. Happy for you, man. Vacation, not going far. Staycation, I like it.
Yeah, people see me around the city. Say what's up. I'll let your boy. I'll have a mask on.
Of course. Socially distant and responsible.
Yup.
Man, I got to do a better job of taking advantage of the bye week. It always sneaks up on me.
It does?
Yeah, you know why? Because, I guess for a while, you know, you've been doing this longer than I have, but, for a while, you know, I was...
All go, man.
You're scared of getting Wally pipped. You know what I mean? These jobs are they're precious, and you I will take off Thanksgiving. I will take off between Christmas and New Year's. You know, when the buses are gone and all that. But bye week, I'm it's football season. But you're 100% right. It's a great time to take off some time and recharge. And I absolutely could do it, but I have never done it. Do it in baseball season, do it All-Star Week sometimes or whatever, but I'm happy for you and I'm jealous of you.
That's actually probably the better way to go, to tell you the truth, because then you could really enjoy your city, for example.
Yes.
You know, because the weather's really nice. Where here, we're just getting ready for a downturn. It's supposed to snow on Sunday.
Dude. Yeah. Maybe last-minute trip to Arizona for you, maybe?
Maybe. We'll see.
There you go.
We'll see.
There you go.
If it gets some sunshine, because the sun went away this morning. I was like, oh, no. I literally pulled the covers onto the outdoor furniture, and it made me so sad this morning.
Yeah, that's a rough look. It's okay, grilling. Forget, pool season, golf season, beach season. You know what I mean? That ends, and we know. But when, it feels like grilling season is over, and I know you can grill in the winter, and I will occasionally if I'm being very, very ambitious.
It is great though when you grill. I maybe do it once a year.
Yeah,
but I always love it, and I'm like, yeah, this is the way it should be.
There's no reason why we can't. If you've got your grill right outside the apartment, the condo, the house, whatever, go out, check on it, come back in, warm up. It's absolutely doable, but. There's something about me that's just too soft. I'm like, oh, it's below 50 degrees. Can't be grilling anymore. And yeah, you got to protect that outdoor furniture. But I don't know. Do you believe that because we have better character because we live in a city like this? It gets dark at 5 o'clock and we go through all the seasons and that whole stuff. I feel like I'd be a man of character if I lived in a place that was 75 and sunny year round.
I just think that we experience some different things. So we are better in some situations. But I had a friend who was in town who lives in Arizona and was in town and last week, which was a decent week. And they were like, man, this is, I can't move back to this. Like it was 50. Like it's 50 degrees.
Yeah, it's
in
beautiful.
Like that's better than we can ever hope to have is 50 degree weather. Like we've been very lucky. Like in a winter sense, the fact that we haven't, usually there's like a Halloween snowstorm. We haven't
right.
gotten that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We've been lucky. The fact that the first snow might not come until the third week of November, that's a win for Chicago.
It's been damn near tropical.
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's been very pleasant.
Think about how many people the last 2 days you've seen in the city wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Because you've seen them.
Yeah.
You've seen them on the lakefront. You've seen them running in the neighborhood.
I'm a house cat, though. Like, I don't really even need to, like, go into my garage, get in my car, drive downtown, park in a garage, come up an elevator, go back down an elevator, get into my car, drive home, go into the garage, go into the house. Like, I don't even need a coat in the winter. Now, if my car broke down, I would be less than prepared. But, you know, I don't need to be out in these elements once it gets to be sub-perfect.
When I was in high school, you know, John Wren, legendary football coach at HF, and I remember Coach Wren used to always wear shorts. Like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter where we were. He fire up. You know, that was his catchphrase. And he'd be wearing shorts. It could be February, and Coach would be in shorts. At 16, I didn't understand it at all.
Yeah.
At 46, I completely understand it. And I've felt like really self-conscious even coming to the studio. And I'm like, I could totally continue to wear shorts every day if I wanted to. Because it's like what you're talking about, where it's, you know, I get up, I do my thing, I come in there. I'm basically going from my garage to the garage at the station and then to the station. I could totally be wearing shorts and then adjust if I'm going to end up actually going outside once I got home. But it was one of the weirdest things, and I thought it was like a cultural thing. I was like, oh, this is some white people stuff.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school, and now I'm like, he had it right. Coach Wren had it right the whole time. That's the life that you're looking for. And he has since, you know, he went on to go be an assistant coach at Arizona State, and now I think he lives out there, and now he can just wear shorts all the time. But it is something to aspire to. You should aspire to, I'm going to wear shorts every day. Don't care.
Yeah, for both, like, comfort and mind over matter with the weather. Because I could make $10 million a year, and I still will choose clothes that are comfortable over uncomfortable. Like, people who just like, oh, well, this is like the fashionable thing, so I'm going to wear skinny jeans or like terrible shoes or whatever. Like, what the hell are you doing? Be comfortable. And there's nothing more comfortable than basketball shorts. It is the single most comfortable item of clothing a person can wear. And so I'm wearing nice, like, comfortable pants today and just a quarter zip that's very baggy and comfortable. But now you're convincing me that I'm overdressed and I should have wore basketball shorts because...
I think that there's something to it. I think that you should be able to, because of what we do, like even now, like I got dressed today. I was doing the show from home, but I got dressed.
Yeah,
and
you didn't
wearing
need to.
Jeans and a jacket. And
that's
I'm like, what am I doing?
That's a mistake.
I'm going to be on vacation in 20 minutes. And I like literally like got dressed today. Like
yeah,
an adult.
Well, that might be the difference between 35 and 46 then. Because if I'm doing these shows from home in the pandemic, I don't think I wore a belt for 6 months. Like, honestly, like March of 2020 till Thanksgiving, I don't think I put on a belt. So you had to find it. Like, where are my jeans? Where are my non-house shoes? Like, I reverted into like... I wasn't single, obviously, because I was married and living at home with my wife and my child, but I may as well have been a bachelor with just like how I like the upkeep that I was doing. It was disgusting. frankly.
I had to have this kind of come to Jesus moment when it came to like doing, you know, the layoffs happened at NBC, and I was like, oh, well, I won't be needing my suits for a while.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were in the middle of the pandemic, and even when we were doing stuff with NBC Sports Chicago from home, they were just like, just please wear a collar. And I was like, okay, I got polos and shirts and sweaters and all sorts of other stuff. And then when Channel 9 had asked me to do some stuff, I'm like, oh, my God, do my suits fit?
Sure.
You know, like,
yeah, of course.
It had been so long, and luckily they did. Like, I've actually lost weight instead of, like, just maintaining or gaining. I've actually lost weight, but the whole thing was like, oh, my God, do I need to take this stuff to the cleaners because I haven't worn it in so long? Where are my ties? What did I do with yeah. my ties?
It's weird.
All of that stuff.
It's weird. Like, we all just changed and became house cats and forgot how to function in society. And then we see that at, like, sporting events, too, where, like, people got back out into the wild, right? And there were fans in the stands, and everyone was just fighting each other like crazy and going absolutely insane. I feel like people forgot. We forgot how to dress like adults, and other people forgot how to, like, be next to adults.
Yeah, so, I'm with you. I think you're 100% right on that, too. Like, I'm still struggling with that. Like, I'm awkward anyway.
Sure, well, yeah.
And I had anxiety before the pandemic. And now when it, like, one of my best friends was like, hey, DePaul versus Loyola on December 4th, you want to roll? And I was like, I don't think so, but maybe I'll feel better about things by then.
You got to just jump back into the pool. Like, it's, I get what you're saying, but was that Bulls Knicks? It was great. Like, go, if you feel like you need to wear a mask, wear the mask. I got the booster shot, was feeling good. Shane's going tonight to see Luka. Like, I got to just... do whatever is best for you and yours, but it's in that way I do find it healing to try to get some semblance of normalcy back into the world, right? And just like jump back into that pool, man.
Yeah, I got that last week. I because Goff had his birthday party and he was like, "So you're coming, right?" And I'm like, "Yes," but it's literally like this is one of my best friends on the planet. And he was like, I'd like for you to be there. I'm like, okay, I'll fight through my anxiety. And it turned out to be great. And it was a wonderful time. And it was phenomenal. And then I get to see my boy out there, center court, living it up.
Those were nice seats. Those were nice seats. That was a very cool birthday present from, you said, right, from NBC, right?
And yeah, then, man. It was good to see him living.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. Thrilled for him and his success. Tanny, a big part of the Full Go podcast. It's a good listen. People should subscribe. Give that man 5 stars. He obviously deserves it. And I was like, man, if I worked for every Bulls game and then took off for my birthday, would I go to the Bulls game? Like, if you just told me that's what he was doing, my initial response would be no. But then when you tell me the seats... And that KD's in town. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going. Like that's an absolute no brainer. It's an awesome way to spend a birthday. So yeah, was thrilled to see him courtside. That was very, very cool. I've never
this
sat Texas courtside.
Says,
yeah, by the way,
if you got the vaccine, get back to living your life. If you trust science, trust it all the way. I do trust the science, but I also don't trust people, and that goes back from before.
Yeah, I mean, and just let yourself live how you want to live. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do your thing.
But I'm working on it. But you ask what I think is a fundamentally fun question. When it comes to the comp, as you say and as Kevin Hart say, for the price of on the house.
Yeah.
Ticket. Is that your go-to? Is courtside at an NBA or college game better than on the glass at a hockey game? Or scout seats at White Sox, or what was the place you went to and had the best time ever at the Cubs?
Sybaris.
No, it was not.
That's where Spiegs goes.
Not there. That's not what happened.
Is that where Spiegs is now? Is he at the Sybaris?
I can neither confirm nor deny that is why our 36 consecutive show streak is over. But I'm mostly denying it. No, the 1914 club, Lawrence.
Yes,
that was incredible. No, but for me, I've been courtside at basketball games pregame as a fan, and then media, like kind of in the like the baseline press row seats, like kind of like where Jason, you know, was sitting, those equivalent, but the on the floor, like where Jack Nicholson sits, where Larry David sits, like, you know what I mean? Like where the inbounds play happens with you, where you're between the bench and where the coach stands, like those types of seats. I've never done that as a fan for an NBA game. So to me, that would be my choice. More so, certainly more like a skybox is awesome. And we've been lucky enough to be able to do that. And, you know, Odyssey has some for the Bulls and for the Cubs. And it is amazing. It's a great way to see a game. Better food, your own personal bathroom, comfortable seats, the whole thing. But, yeah, it's for me, if I could get a comp ticket to a sporting event, it's just, you know, not a Super Bowl or some sort of like, you know, I'd love like an all-access pass to Augusta for the Masters, right? But I don't think that's what you're talking about.
We could put that in there.
All right. Well, then that would be it for me. Like some sort of like VIP tent, you know, all access thing at Augusta would be the coolest thing.
Isn't playing it boring enough?
No. And it's a great television sport, and I love playing it. It's a tough ticket. That'd be a once in a lifetime thing, man.
But then you have to stand there for a long time and watch a bunch of dudes hit a small ball around.
No. First, you just went to the Ryder Cup, so you know
you little Cup, peasant.
The Ryder Cup.
That's not how I said that. You just went, as in recently went, so you know what it's like to attend a golf event, okay? Don't try to semantics me or syntax me on this one. I said that one correctly. Walking around and the ropes and a huge gallery at a golf event sucks because you're standing the whole time and you can't really see anything, and it's much better on television. But I said like VIP tent all access. And then you got the screens, you got the food, you got the booze, you got unobstructed views, maybe of multiple holes, different places you could set up. And Augusta, that's a rare event. So yeah, that would probably be number one for me. But something that we could just like do in Chicago on a Wednesday, courtside. I'd love to go to a Bulls game courtside.
It's really fun. Like I've had the chance to do play by play, and it changes your perspective, and being right there and being able to hear so much is super cool. I've after covering football for forever, you'll never convince me to go to a football game unless it's like I needed the experience of going to the Iron Bowl, and I had it and it was awesome. But football's so much better on television.
Yeah,
like it's such a great TV sport that if you're not in a box or in a warm climate to go watch the game, it's not enjoyable. Even at Bama, like the seats we had at Bama were incredible, especially considering the Iron Bowl. Shout out to Mitch for the help on that. And I was still, you know, sitting in on bleacher seats, and I'm old, and I'm like, this would have been fun on TV too. So I think that you're right. The courtside seats are probably the way to go if it's intimate, if it's you and your significant other, for example. I would love to get a group. Like I was thinking more so scout seats than the box for a White Sox game, because to me that's a better vibe. And I think it's more likely that you watch the game from those seats. The boxes can be distracting. Like there's so much stuff going on and you want to get your money's worth, and where's the dessert cart and everything else. Sitting in the scout seats, that's living. That to me is living right there as a baseball fan.
It is still baseball, though.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Spieggs wasn't here.
Really weren't kidding, though.
No, I wasn't. That's what courtside at an NBA game. Lawrence, when I was at that Bulls-Knicks game started at 7. I was home in the northern burbs by 10 o'clock and saw the last 6 minutes of Thursday night football. It is so great. Like, you're just... you're in and out 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 20 minutes, 18,000 people there. So getting out isn't crazy with traffic or anything like that. It just,
that's another problem with football.
Exactly.
Football is a day. Like it's a whole damn day.
And don't get me wrong, I've had great times like spending my whole day at football games, tailgating, bunch of cocktails, going to the game, hanging out in the parking lot after, waiting for people to clear out, the whole thing. Like, but it's a young man's game. Like, I will go for huge games, and if they're standalone games, you know, that's like kind of my football criteria.
So Sunday night game, Monday night game, Thursday night game.
Yeah, I hate, and honestly, I don't even like Sunday night. Because you're
Sunday night's that's a rough, because now, like, if we're talking about a game at Soldier Field, that's rough. Like, for you to get back home,
yeah,
we're talking 12:30, 1 o'clock,
right? And it's just, and I, part of what Sunday is for me, cause, like, why it's a great television product is not simply one game, one channel, one TV. It's a great television product because everything's happening at once, and you care about everything that's happening. So what's good about if you go into a Monday night or a Thursday night game is, all right, well, on my commute in and sitting in the parking lot or whatever, I'm not missing the other games. Go to Sunday night football to deal with the traffic and parking and get into your seats and having a beer or two, whatever the case may be. Like, you're missing the fourth quarter of the 3 o'clock games. I don't want to do that.
Is there a luxury aspect too of courtside in an NBA game that maybe doesn't, there is no equivalent in the other sports? And I think being on the glass at a hockey game is close, but I mean, you are styling, like, my man Jay was out here profiling, and it was fantastic seeing him live like that out there in these streets. I don't know if there's another equivalent in sports. Like, it's not just the proximity, it's a flex too, to be courtside in an NBA game.
100%. You go to an NBA game and people, like, there's that old Chris Rock bit, it's very old now, where he says that you shouldn't really need tickets and the usher should just be able to tell you where you're sitting based on your looks, because it seems like good-looking people are down by the court, and then someone comes in and he's like, whew, you got to go up top. And, like, you go down and you sit courtside or you're by courtside. People are dressed to go to the club.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do not belong here. I am uncomfortable with how impressive, and, like, it's a C&B scene type of vibe, and some of it is, it's because it's a ton of people with money. Sometimes it is people going out to the club afterwards. Sometimes it's people that are maybe in a relationship with the NBA players or trying to be in a relationship with the NBA players or getting noticed and camera time or whatever it is. But, yeah, man, it is a totally different vibe. Like, I've been to a Lakers game at Staples Center way back in the day when I was looking to go to college at USC, and we were visiting campus out there, and my dad and I went to a Lakers game, and we sat up top. You know what I mean? We sat where our looks dictated we should sit. But just, like, take, you know, like, my dad was, you know, old guy moves his whole life, but, like, bringing the binoculars, and it was awesome because I put, oh, there's Will Ferrell, there's Jack Nicholson, there, you know, there's Denzel. Like, man, could you imagine sitting courtside at a Lakers game in Kobe and Shaq's heyday? Be unbelievable,
the stuff that you would be able to hear,
yeah,
and
see,
and
all of it. Like, there, oh, there's Rihanna checking out Alex Caruso, like, which is, by the way, part of what made him a folk hero for the Lakers. That
the
meme,
God,
Alex
Caruso.
Do you see? He went out on a podcast and said that the Bulls made him their offer. He took it back to the Lakers. Said, "Will you match it?" They said no. He really wanted to go back. Said, "Well, will you get close?" And they said no.
And it surprises me, considering the connection that he had with LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. And he's really good. I mean, 4 years, $37 million for Alex Caruso, just by NBA standards, is not an expensive deal.
Correct. It's a good rotational player. You know what he does. Like, you don't have to worry about trying to figure out who he is as a player or anything like that. I'm glad that they decided not to, because I think that he's a valuable piece to a very good Bulls team. And quite honestly, the old-ass Lakers could use the god Caruso right now.
Yeah, he got apparently, I mean, they didn't even get to 2 years and $15 million. And the Bulls did 4 for 37. So,
well, then maybe at some point, if he's not good, we're having a conversation where the Bulls bidding against themselves. But it doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, I don't know if there was, you know, he was just telling a story on a podcast, so I don't know if there was, you know, if the Lakers were team A, the Bulls were team B, and there was no team C, D, and E. Like, I have no idea. If there were only those two, then the Bulls definitely were bidding against themselves. But I assume there were other teams that'd be interested in him, and he just wanted the Lakers to make a competitive offer. But I don't know, man. He's 27 years old. He plays defense. He doesn't need plays run for him. He's a well-liked teammate, hard worker, decent passer, decent shooter. Like, I like him as a top eight guy on a competitive team, right?
I'm with you, and I like what he's already done for the Bulls, and will what I imagine continue to do for the Bulls. So, Danny, what are you doing on the show today?
Well, Lawrence, David Haw, very in support of the taunting rules, it would seem, and
him and Mike Tomlin,
yeah, and wanted accountability for Cassius Marsh. So we are going to talk about that in an hour. David Haw is going to join the show. Joey Molinaro is going to join the show.
By the way, the Haw Bowl is tonight. So ask him about that.
I will ask him about that.
Northern versus Ball State.
Okay. He was a corner at Ball State, right? Corner.
Safety.
Okay. Definitely will ask him about that. Joey Molinaro, the sports impressionist, who's pretty hilarious, will join the show at 4 o'clock. Joe Cowley on the show today. We'll talk a little bit about Rick Hahn's transparency, whatever the hell Scottie Pippen is doing, taunting rules, and more Bears fallout nationally.
Be ready for the standard is the standard.
Yeah. I know. I know what's coming. I know what's coming. But yeah, man, unfortunately, you know, Robert Feeder never covered it. We never got our parade. No one baked us cookies, but 36 consecutive shows with Spiegs and I both in attendance. Streak ends today.
That is a shame, man.
Pour one
That's
out.
A shame.
And honestly, with holidays coming, you know, we won't be able to make a
run
at it.
You're not going to establish a streak until February, March.
Yeah, not till 2022. So, you know, it is what it is. I was hoping for 40, but we were the only ones tracking it. Yeah.
Oh, Iron Man's got some rust.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy yourself, and I will see you in a week.
Enjoy your vacation, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.